Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need. Whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding, we always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life. Really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
I like to say that hair is a woman's best accessory. And thanks to my friends at Way, they make it possible to have good hair days every day. Let me tell you, Way's hair oil has become a game changer in my hair care routine. So if you're ready to have good hair days every single day, you got to check out Way. Head over to The Way, theouai.com to check out their products. And here's a little treat for you guys. Use the promo code Heel Squad for 15% off your purchase. Yep, The Way, theouai.com, promo code Heel Squad for 15% off.
I'm on a journey to heal and get better in all areas of life, and I want to do it with you. Welcome to Heal Squad by Maria Menounos, where we improve and heal all parts of our lives, most importantly, our health. Heal Squad by Maria Menounos, your life improvement series starts now.
Maybe you can cry all night. Hello, hello, Hill Squad. Welcome back. Happy Monday. Monday's the new hump day.
Did you ever meet Meatloaf?
I did not. Is that who that was?
Yeah, you know, we lost him this year. I think to COVID was...
I do remember we lost Meatloaf. But I'm not familiar with this song.
Really?
No. No, I know, like, the chorus, because obviously I'm singing
you.
It.
I want you.
I want you. I need you. And that's all I know.
But there's a third thing, though.
I want you. I need you. Oh, well. Well, we'll have to replay it later.
Well, you've been cold to me for so long.
I have?
Yeah, according to the song.
I want you. Oh, here it comes. I want you.
Two.
I need you.
There's no way I'm ever going to love you. Just don't be sad about that.
Oh. Well, this isn't a fun song.
Because 2 out of 3 ain't bad. There you go. Monday, baby.
Oh, friends.
Do you have a case of the Mondays?
Do I have a case of the Mondays? No, I don't have a case of the Mondays. I'm doing great. I feel great. We had another nice weekend at the beach, and it is just the most magical thing to be able to wake up to waves. We're going to have to figure out how to sell and move to the beach because this is the life. I always wondered if I would really like it because the other thing about the beach is usually there's so much, what do they call it, burn off? Kev, is
burn
it
off?
Burn off? Like when it's like super cloudy?
Oh, foggy. It is like that up here, supposedly.
Yeah.
It's very foggy, you know, in the mornings.
But it's not always like that.
Well, may I, you know, be a little revealing to everyone?
Uh-huh.
It was all fun and games until on a Friday night at, 8 o'clock at night, some mysterious man's at the door for, allegedly for Frontier Cable. I'm like, uh-huh. You're here selling cable.
We're doing a service call at 7 p.m. I go, we're not handling this right now. And then I started texting other people and everyone was starting to get these knocks at the door. So it wasn't just us.
For randoms.
And I'm like, my gosh, like people are casing houses.
Yeah, more than likely.
To see who's home, probably. If the homes are, you know, being occupied, because, you know, beach houses, a lot of them are rentals at this point. So that was a little scary.
Unless
you have a crazy Italian that's going to go crazy on them.
B, unless it's a thief with a heart of gold.
Oh, perhaps.
Perhaps a thief of hearts.
Oh,
maybe comes in and steals your heart.
Maybe.
Fall in love with them. Yeah. Oh,
okay, never thought of that possibility.
Why not?
Because I'm not weird like you.
Okay. That's,
I don't even know. Where
anyway,
you're
that's
with
just
this.
When I just hear, I should just be playing Randy Newman's I Love LA.
Yeah, California's a little crazy. Friends, we are excited to be with you today, wherever you are in this world. You're in your car, you're on the train. One of the things I've been doing lately is something that Brian Mahan, who was on the show before, he's a somatic therapy worker, healer, taught me, and it was feel the seat under your butt, right? Feel your legs touching the floor. Feel your back being supported by the seat. Do that right now and know that you are supported. You have support. I remember doing a therapy session with him, and it was my mom had just died, and I was so afraid of everything. Everything felt like it was caving in on me. And I was talking to him from my bed in Connecticut. And he said, okay, I want you to just feel the bed underneath you. I want you to feel that you are being held. So I've been using that little technique lately because I've been getting a little stressed lately. And I have to remind myself that I'm held. You know, when you get really busy, like for me, September and October are always really busy months, always. Because I remember every year crawling into Halloween and having my friend's Halloween party and not knowing what I'm going to be and figuring out how I'm going to pull it off. And here we are again. And now I'm like, no, I'm just not going to go. I'm just, as I said in the beginning of this fall season, you got to take some stuff off the plate. And so that you can be your best self, because we are so busy. And that was one of them. And then I just realized, Kev, for Christmas, you know what I think I'm going to do?
What?
I don't think I'm going to do gifts. I'm going to do bonuses for everyone. Just bonuses. Then you don't have to worry. And cash is king. People love cash.
Listen, cash is king. And you know what we always say back east, in the Northeast?
What?
Got to pay the VIG.
Got to pay the VIG.
Just pay the VIG.
But I'm trying to think of how do I make this season enjoyable? We have a baby and we've gone through a lot. I almost kicked the bucket this year. So I'm like, how do I make this better? Okay, I'm going to cancel the Halloween party. And I'm going to figure out how to make Christmas easy, where everyone is still happy.
Christmas is almost over, so I'm already depressed.
Shush
with
that.
It's going too fast.
No.
Can I go back to the Halloween party?
Kevin's raising his hand like he's in school.
With the Halloween party, just I want to qualify, it's your best friend who runs Casamigos, one of your best friends out here, Rachel, and Rachel is in charge of bringing celebrities to this party every year. And, you know, so it's not just a social thing. You do it as kind of an obligation to your friend, at least the last 3 or 4 years. And but now it's really, it is hard, costume and all those other things to put together with being a mom and having full-time work that we both have. Yeah, I get it.
It's a lot. I had to go to New York to support another friend in his talk show endeavor. Hopefully it'll come to fruition and you guys will all see it. And then we had a big a show at Macy's Herald Square with Bobby Thomas. And so we were in New York for a couple of days, and I just hate leaving Athena. She's in an amazing hands. She's good. So much love around her.
We call her the human pretzel because everyone is trying to grab her. Like the poor thing.
Yeah, like I'm not leaving afraid because she's with somebody I don't know or whatever.
First of all, your father doesn't let her go.
Exactly.
Like, we can't get her out of his hands.
She's in good hands, but I don't like being away from her. Yeah, I want to be with her every second. That baby just, she explodes with joy on her face. So I just want to be around her. So when I got home, I had promised Anastasia, the eyebrow guru, that I would come to an event at her house. So I just brought Athena with me and everyone was goo goo gaga over her. And I'll just let you all know, exclusive, her new bestie in this world is Justin Bieber. So funny enough, Justin was there with Haley and I went up and said hello. And he's like, I haven't seen you in so long. And if you guys don't know, I've interviewed Justin since he was like 12, I think. Like, he was so
I remember
young.
Meeting him at 16.
Yeah.
You might have had him before.
Oh, then. For sure. Since he was really, really first on the scene, very young. And I haven't seen him in a long time. I think I saw him at some event with Maria Shriver when he was playing us his new single that was going to come out. Was it called No or something? Anyway, he was giving us the preview and he was super giddy. We were at some big event presenting something backstage, but that was a few years ago. So we were chit-chatting and he was obsessed with Athena. And I just started doing a voice as if it was Athena talking. I'm like, Uncle Justin, everybody knows Mommy because of her crazy laugh video with you. And he started dying and Haley was like, oh my God, that's so viral. And then he was just like looking at me and looking at her and he's like, can I hold her? And I'm like, of course. So he was just really so good with her and so cute. I took a picture of them just for myself to have. I was like, if this picture goes out, it's going to go everywhere. But that was not my intention to take it. It was just I'd like little moments like that, and I'm keeping it to myself. But he was very sweet with her, and he was just, he had such good energy. And Haley's just so sweet, too. So we had a nice time. So I went there, popped in, popped out. Did my thing, supported.
Didn't he, on your way out in the car, didn't he run up to the car because he wanted to say goodbye to Athena?
Yeah, they were knocking on the window. It was so cute. Meanwhile, we're upstairs and I can hear Athena go, wah, downstairs, yeah. Screaming, talking. She's just, oh my goodness, she's so alert. She turns her head now to see which way we're going and you're so cute with her. Like, it's so fun watching you with her. My dad, oh my gosh, her and my dad together.
You know, is he a papfluencer?
A papfluencer. Papufluencer.
Papufluencer?
Papufluencer.
That's interesting, because you know, I'm the leading dadfluencer now.
Yeah, well, my dad is really so great with her, as you've said before. He knows things that I didn't know he would know.
His instincts are incredible.
Yeah.
He's like, Kevin, no, she's not crying. She's just making noises. She's finding her way. Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think one of the fun things for me is the night. I really enjoy night nurse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even when she gets up in the middle of the night and getting her back to sleep. I've been finding new innovations to do it. But, and then you just can't wait to wake up in the morning.
Oh, it's Christmas morning every time.
Yeah.
But yeah, and we've just been busy and traveling quite a bit, actually. Quick trips, but you know, we're both heading to Texas this week for quickies. Well, you to do some mold treatment.
Yeah, Dan Huber, who's been on our show, amazing, amazing guy. Just taught us all about blue light and mold and his charity for suicide prevention he's doing with his daughter. And so he has a clinic down there for mold. He and I both believe that I just am suffering from severe mold poisoning from so many years of being around it.
Mm-hmm.
And
Kevin's finally going.
I feel like that last trip to Connecticut, that just did me in. You know, being around all the construction and the debris. That was it.
Yep. So Kevin's going to finally go address this. And it took my gig with Walmart to send me to Texas and for me to be like, Kev, you should be coming with me and then just stay there. Because Kevin has a hard time prioritizing his health. It's not something he's used to.
Yeah, never.
So this kind of all worked out. I just think everything happens in a way that benefits us, right? I always say life is happening for you, not to you. So the house in Connecticut flooded. We thought, oh gosh, what a tragedy. We just fixed it. Now we have to redo it again. And it's so much. And my dad and his caretaker, Demi, are displaced and all of that. Well, was it a tragedy? Or not tragedy, but was it all bad? My dad is getting to be with his granddaughter.
Yeah.
Nonstop. We're all getting to be together as a family unit. And then me, what a benefit, because as I'm in my busy season, I can pop in and out and not feel bad or guilty or afraid because I know she's good. I know Athena's in good hands.
Yeah. I mean, Violet and Papu.
Yeah. So it's, I think everything just happens. And so this gig in Tyler, Texas, of all places, and you're going to be just not far from there doing your treatment.
It's funny, Dan Huber, he knows me so well. He goes, if you don't come in this week, I know I won't see you until the new year.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm the same
way. And he's right, because the holidays and everything takes up your time.
And I just, things just keep coming in and piling in.
But that's why I said, this is your moment. You've got to go. But, and even Dan coming to the show, Dan was his company is called Lucia Eyes. It's his blue light glasses that I've been purchasing and using, and we've suggested to everybody because of Dr. Allison. And so anytime I reordered a pair of glasses, he would just send them to me. And, or there was something with a shipment that was late and he felt bad. And so he's always been so responsive and generous. And then when it came to this suicide prevention thing, I was like, wait, you know what? We should sit down and talk. You're a wealth of information on blue light and mold. And now look at, he's going to hopefully have the answers for you to get better with your mold. Everything ties in, guys.
Yep.
Everything ties in. So I think maybe we should take a quick break, because I do want to talk to you guys about my new stress diet. No, it's not a sugar-free
diet.
It's not a carb diet.
No, this is your holiday stress diet. It's going to be amazing.
It's not the grapefruit diet. It's the stress diet.
Holiday revenge bod. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
And then also, I want to talk a bit about Suzanne Somers.
Yes.
One of the original Maria Menounos's, the passing of the great, late great now, Suzanne Somers, when we get back to.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it. All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier
kind of snacks I used to use where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're going to love them.
With summer upon us, friends, hair is going to be even more important. Yes, we've got humidity, we've got sun, we've got all kinds of things. And sometimes it's hard to find the right shampoo for your hair. Everyone's hair is so different, and there's no one-size-fits-all solution. That's why I love Way. They have different shampoos depending on your hair type. Want volume? Fine hair and conditioner will give you that extra oomph you need. If you need some moisture and a little extra bounce, find your happy medium with medium shampoo and conditioner. And for my peeps with thick hair like me, give your hair the hydration it deserves with thick hair shampoo and conditioner. Plus, you guys already know Way carries some of my favorite hair care products I use all the time, whether it's the leave-in conditioner, which is my go-to, or the hair oil. They give my hair this hydrating refresh all summer long. Wash your way to healthier hair. See what I did there? With shampoos and conditioners made just for you. Go to The Way, theouai.com. Use the code HEALSQUAD for 15% off your entire purchase. That's theway.com, theouai.com. Use the code HEALSQUAD. Your hair deserves it.
Okay, is that rocks? Roxanne or Patty?
No, look at you.
Patty?
Patty Smith.
Smith, yeah.
Patty Smith.
Heartbreak or something?
No.
No. Okay. But Patty Smith. Okay. I wanted to say Patty first, but then I was like, oh, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
No.
Okay.
Do you know what band? Scandal.
No, I wouldn't have known that.
You know who she married?
Who?
Bang, bang.
Heartache. See, I was saying heartbreak.
I am the warrior. No, yeah. John McEnroe.
Wow, no way.
Deeply.
I am the warrior. Athena's going to sing this song.
They are very much in love. And I just a little inside baseball. A friend of mine was at a party with them just a few weeks back. And she was just right by his side and just looking up to him like the...
Is this new love?
No, they've been together a long time.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Long time. Before that, he was with Tatum O'Neal.
And you said looking at him like?
He was the football hero, as opposed to you looking at me like I'm the water boy.
Honey, I don't look at you like you're the water boy.
No, but, okay.
Oh, my God. Kevin says this all the time. He's like, look, she looks at him like he's the football hero.
Yeah, they're the
hero.
Football hero. Yep, not this guy.
Oh, man. All right, so let's talk stress diet, guys. So I had this little breakthrough while I was in New York, and I went back to the hotel room. Normally, the show I had done ended early. Couldn't get on an earlier flight. Now I have like 2 or 3 hours extra, nothing planned. And I would normally fill it with something like, oh, I'm not in New York often. I should meet some friend or see somebody or whatever. And I was like, you know what? No, I should just go back to the hotel, have a casual lunch in the room, maybe meditate and chill. And that's what I did. It was so great. We really don't give ourselves quiet time ever to just think. I know I talked about scheduling thinking time into my calendar, and I gotta admit, I haven't been able to really do it yet. I think it's a really great idea, and if it's your season to do it, do it. But right now, I, with a 4-month-old baby, don't feel like I can find a rhythm that works for me where thinking time is possible, just right now.
Yeah.
But I did get some when I was in New York, and it was really cool that day. And I thought about autoimmune diseases. I was like, okay, autoimmune diseases are the body fighting itself. And then I realized, oh my gosh, I have to stop fighting myself to heal. Not just the internal, we think it's like the internal uncontrollable. No, it's us. We have the power to stop fighting ourselves. And so I thought, okay, I think I have to ask myself how I'm feeling when I'm stressful. What can I do to help? As if you were talking to the little you, like, what can I do to help you? You know, that brain development expert, I think her name was Marissa Gold, that we had. If I'm confusing Marissa Gold with another expert, forgive me. But we had an expert on recently, brain development for young babies. And she said that rather than, you know, saying, shh, don't cry, or negating their feelings, say, how are you feeling? What can I do to help you? So I'm already putting that pattern in play with Athena. And instead of being like, shh, it's okay.
It's okay. It's more, she was talking about when a kid falls, you know,
whenever the
parents who really baby them. And then there's the other parents who just say, you're fine. But her advice was to go in and say, you know, what's wrong? What's hurting?
And it's not just for falling, Kev. It was for everything. When they're crying, there's an emotion. What is it? And you can help them give language to emotion. Mm-hmm. So the rest of us, we're told to just shut up and suck it up in our generation. And so we did, but what that caused is the inability to express ourselves. So you get me, who's an adult, who's in the very stressful situation with like a boss, and I just cry because I don't know how to handle my emotion, right? I don't know how to articulate in that moment calmly my feelings. I am, you know, I feel disappointed in how this just went down. So I think we have to do that to ourselves, especially if we didn't get it. So for me, I have to do it to myself and really help self-soothe myself and help myself. And so those thoughts that come in to our brains, the negative thoughts, the fearful thoughts, all of those that keep us in fight or flight, we have to realize that that's contributing to the state of our body. So as I wrote my notes down, I'm like, those thoughts keep me in fight or flight, whether I realize it or not. I don't need the same traumas to recur from childhood because I'm creating movies of destruction in my mind constantly. And none of it is real. Dr. Amen, on one of the episodes we did with him, has the largest scan of brain MRIs in the world and does so much with the brain. He said, if you have a thought, ask yourself, is this 100% true? If you do that, if you run that test, you know, oh, he's cheating on me, or he's doing this, she's doing that. No, is it 100% true? If it's not, you gotta let it go. You can't assume anything. And so that might be something that can help.
I think it's especially with when he did the test with me, it's the generic things such as I'm a loser, I'm a failure.
Is that 100% true?
Yeah, and then, you know, can you prove without a shadow of a doubt that and you can't?
Yeah,
with certain things like that, and he makes you run that test.
So I'm like, okay, I can run that test with myself, and this is obviously why meditation is so important, because you actually have quiet time to focus on the life you want to create for yourself and focus on who you want to be and who you no longer want to be at the same time. So then I said, okay, I have to come up with an actionable list, because saying don't stress anymore doesn't work for any of us. We all know we're going to keep stressing no matter how much we say it. You know, my dad will say, Maria, you gotta stop stressing. And I'm like, yeah, I am. But to do anything in life, whether you're gonna build a business or anything, you're gonna go on a road trip, you have to list your actionable steps. So for me, I said no overscheduling.
This is the stress diet.
This was my stress diet. You have to create your own. But my stress diet, because I know when my kettle's running hot, it's because I've overscheduled. So
no overscheduling.
Yeah, this was just my initial one. I might be adjusting it, so I will leave latitude for that. But I'm not going to fight people to do their job. If I want to work around it, great. If not, I have to fire faster. That's something that, you know, we've always really had a hard time.
Hey, you know, let me
hang in so long.
I think it's not just firing. It's
admitting it's not working.
That's the, well, I'm just saying it could be your dry cleaner. It could be your, you know what I mean? It's anyone, your pharmacist, any services that you're fighting with. This is really what started this. It wasn't about staff with you. It was about,
yeah,
I forget what it was. It was an errand, but we literally got the wrong medicine that could have been lethal.
Yeah.
And this has happened over and over again. And
yep.
So you were like, no more. I'm not going
to
do this.
You have to be able to break away.
Yeah.
So whatever it is.
And no more fighting with the person to do you what you need them to do. Like, that's it.
Exactly. So if it's not working, it's not working. And everyone can go their separate ways. I can get a new pharmacy. I can get a new hairdresser. I can get whatever it is. I think we have to be able to move on faster, because the stress that places of you having to, you know, deal with that is just too much.
Well, can I read the term in, you know, the Silicon Valley term?
Is fire fast?
No, it's mastering the fast fail.
Fast fail. Yeah, that's why I said that.
Yeah.
Because of that.
It's so in other words, your 20th century.
I thought it was fast fire.
Would 20th century was like, we're not going to fail. And of course, everybody's 21st century, you learn everyone's going to fail. It's just the people who fail fast,
yes.
Meaning this isn't working. Let's pivot. Let's
yes.
change. Boom.
It's, you know, those of us who are used to staying in unhealthy relationships,
yeah,
that stay in them too long, and it causes so much stress. Stopping the fight or flight thoughts. So another big one is really being aware of these destructive thoughts, these negative thoughts that are coming in, and catching them. So what I was doing when I first started doing Dr. Joe's meditation program was I started becoming aware of my thoughts, and I would envision a catcher's mitt, and I would just catch them in the shower and be like, nope, don't want that anymore. What do I want? And once we start becoming aware and we start shifting it to what we want, that's helpful. And breathing, I wrote, breathing is important for me right now.
So writing these down for me. So wait, so we've got stopping fight or flight thoughts is 3, 4 is breathing.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Breathing was just an intuitive thing that came when I started writing this list, because when you're not breathing, you are stressed. When you're calm, your body breathes and you breathe and you're fine. When you're not and you're stressed, you're very tense. So breathing is the key. And I'll say, you know, the last 2 days I had some really stressful moments, and I would go back to breathing, and it helped. So I cheated on my diet a little, my stress diet. One was a stupid moment because I couldn't figure out how to get the carriage to fold so I could put it in the car. And I kept trying and trying and watching the videos. And the videos are so dumb because they make it look so easy, like boop, because they want you to think, oh, it's so easy so you can buy it. And I'm like, hey, asshole, can you just do it in slow motion so I can see what you did?
Can I give a note to your people on
yes.
this beautiful Monday?
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show, or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag, and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts, with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today, minus the sweet chili.
when you go to YouTube, which is an amazing resource yes. for any kind of directions.
What did people do before?
You're right, but you're going to go, there's two videos out there, or three. There's a manufacturer's video. There is the person who appears like an influencer, but really is being paid. And then there's the genuine, well, I'm a dadfluencer, so I know this is my world that I'm in, Maria.
You but
know
how that. Do I find that one?
You just, you can tell the ones that are, you can tell the ones that are, if with just common sense, you can see the ones who are genuinely talking about the product, giving you the pros and the cons, even if they're giving you all the pros, you can tell. Trust me, you okay. can tell.
Well, there
and,
you
and
go.
And let me add this. Many of the best influencers know that their whole brand is based on authenticity, so they don't like to violate that. Mm-hmm. So they really do. So those are the ones.
Well, that's
but,
how I am.
But there's so many genuinely amazing people, Maria, on the most random subjects who literally will just film putting together a vacuum cleaner and they'll put it up online. Or how to troubleshoot one. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you how many times during renovations, me and your dad, I'd be like, Papu, let's go. Let's go right to YouTube, watch this. Boom. Yeah. And then we would see it. So, mm-hmm. happy Monday.
So, those were, and then say no to anything that doesn't feel good for me that will help me preserve myself. So, for example, I know that right now, stressing about a Halloween costume isn't in my stress budget. I have a stress budget. And that budget is only for Athena and my family and my loved ones in terms of their well-being and their health. And that's it. I don't have it in the stress budget to wear myself out, whatever's left of me, to find a costume right now. So I'm just going to give in. Now, the problem with me is I'll give in on everything and just say...
Think of the likes, the photo op. Do you know people... Our McDonald's pictures in McDonald's uniforms, you know, it just shows up randomly now when people will type in
really?
Cool couple costumes. Yeah.
That was a good costume night.
And then the Batgirl and
Batman. And Batgirl was really good.
That comes up a
McDonald's
lot.
McDonald's is really good. What else have we done?
Cobra Kai didn't go off as big as I thought.
No, Cobra Kai was last year, actually.
I think
right.
because Cobra Kai was too big. It was, I'm usually good at pulling out the randoms. Nobody's expecting 1966 Batman. No one was expecting 1970s McDonald's workers.
Yeah.
I need to pull out another rabbit.
Okay.
But I'm a little overwhelmed as a dadfluencer now.
Yeah, no, it's just too hard.
No, we have to find one with us two and Athena. If I'm going to really be the dad for saying, you know,
no, but it's not a baby party.
Honey, here's the scam. You know what the scam is?
Put a fake doll in there?
No, I'm going to let everyone know. A little inside Hollywood here. You go and you do the photo op and then you service it out. Remember, you know, it's Kevin Undergaro and Athena, first family Halloween. Hey,
oh,
betches.
My God.
We're doing the soft smile peace signs. We're in our amazing.
Even think like that.
We're in our amazing outfits.
But we're not photographing her and putting her out there.
No, I turned her. Well, turn her around. No, she's going to be in her costume. She's going to be in a mustache.
Okay, hold on. First of all,
no,
I just want to share.
Wait
this.
A second.
I am trying to protect our daughter from social media. I only posted one photo of her face smiling because no one ever saw her smile. She just looked like this little. Teeny, you know, thing on the cover of Us magazine. Our eyes were closed. It's like, okay, we're just going to share this one picture. And then I go to Heel Squad's Instagram and Kevin's posting all kinds of videos and pictures of her. And do you know how hard... Wait, let me finish. Do you know how hard it is for me? I have the cutest pictures in the world.
But here's the difference. You're not a dadfluencer.
Oh, my Lord.
And you're certainly not a momfluencer. You're a mainstream star. You can't just come into our world.
Oh, okay.
This is different. So me and some of the other momfluencers, we just do things a little differently.
Okay.
What about, I want to think, how about we can make I can get Athena a Howdy Doody mask. I want to start thinking of some like 70s and 60s costumes that are well past their time that no one would know.
So... She's going to be Cookie Monster, and then Kevin got her, was it
I got her a hot dog. I want her to be a hot dog.
We are going to go to the pumpkin patch. I am excited about that, even though I keep having to postpone it.
Even though she has, I have no idea what's going on. We're so the parents
no,
that
we
just,
those pictures.
We are just
cute.
So ridiculous as parents.
Ooh,
you just
it's
wanna...
whatever brings you joy.
You think I'm arguing? I'm going to be there faster than you. I'm just calling it what it is.
We took a picture before, it was the Halloween before my mom passed, I think. We took her to the pumpkin patch with Max and Bobo and Beethoven. Max and Beethoven, I think, and Winnie. We all went, my dad, whatever. And those pictures are some of my favorite pictures. We have them framed in the house.
Yeah.
And so it's whatever brings you joy.
Listen, it's the, I say Halloween is the preseason for the holiday season. So I'm very much in. And Maria, may I say, the Christmas Specials We Love podcast, our season two first episode drops today.
Oh.
So please, Christmas Specials We Love, we are covering Mad Monster Party, Rankin Bass's only, or excuse me, one of Rankin Bass's two Halloween specials, but it's also Animagic, which, you know, the original claymation.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very excited, and we're going to be coming to you guys every week with new episodes covering specials, nostalgia items on Christmas. Very exciting. But no, Boo, I am all in on the pumpkin patch. You should know better than that. There's so many selfies I'm going to do as a dadfluencer in the pumpkin patch. Are you kidding me? Nothing but likes.
It's going to be fun. So let me wrap up stress diet.
Yikes.
So the second I finished writing down in my little notes on my iPhone the breakthrough I was having, and I highly suggest when you're having breakthroughs, just keep a breakthroughs folder in your notes in your iPhone so you can go back to them, because sometimes you'll forget. So as soon as I'm done writing this, I go onto YouTube because I was going to get ready the next day for something. As soon as I finished writing this. Oh, yeah. As soon as I finished writing this, because I even wrote the note, I went to go get ready to leave. And so I was just touching up my makeup, and I was like, oh, let me play a clip on YouTube. First clip that pops up, Joe Dispenza. Well, of course, because I'm listening to him every day. His clip was all about autoimmune diseases and the body fighting itself. It was literally exactly what I was just talking about. So I thought that was pretty interesting timing and such a sign. So I'll share that link to that clip with Dr. Joe in the summary of this episode for you guys to listen. So it's called The Stress Diet. I will say I've been on it for a week and a half, and I did really, really well in the beginning. Then I got really busy and forgot I was on the stress diet and started eating cookies and candy. No. I forgot and had a few slip-ups, but I'm back on.
You know what I'm looking forward to?
What?
I'm looking forward to Heal Squad stress diet testimonials.
Ooh, I like that.
I've been on the Heal Squad stress diet for 2 months, and I lost 6 friends.
Honey! Oh,
I've been on the Maria Menounos stress diet for 3 months.
And I quit my job and divorced my husband. Yeah. Hey, you
know. Now you can get on the Maria Menounos Heal Squad stress diet too. Order now.
Order now. For $39.99, you'll get. I think we need to start looking at the stress diet in a very similar way as we do any other diet. And remember your stress budget. We only have so much in the budget. So whatever we have to take out to be able to have some thinking time, to have some free time for a breakthrough. You know, most of us are so busy. We don't have time to sit there and think like, is this the life I want anymore? Do I need to make any pivots? Is this where I want to live?
Yeah,
am I happy where I live?
No.
We have to evaluate and take stock. You got to do that in your business. Where are we? Where do we want to be? What do we have to do to get to where we want? You have to do that in business.
Yeah, but you know
too,
when that happens, though? It happens with silence and timeouts. You know, like you said, when you're in New York. And I've been now studying some YouTube videos on Buddhism and the and what being silent will get you. And you know me, Mr. Silence. But that's why I'm trying to look up on it, because, you know, I'm always shooting my mouth off, but there's so much power behind silence. And one of the things that comes with being silent is having the thoughts and the breakthroughs.
Yeah.
But everyone I know is so busy, and with the Heal Squad, you know, your people just seem so busy. They're pleasing so many masters. They're running around. They're taking care of everyone. They're not having that time. And if they do have that time, it's, I swear, when we get that time, then it's like, it's pleasure and release.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's medicating, or it's eating, or it's watching TV. And I get that. But at the same time, what you're talking about is just, you know, time staring at the ocean, sitting in a forest, sitting in grass, sitting in a tub, bathtub, just
yeah,
anything.
Just,
you know,
doing nothing.
Yeah. So.
All right, let's take a quick break. We will end on Suzanne Summers. We'll be right back. Aww.
Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs Three's company.
Honey, you're so good at DJing our show.
Well, you know, that's one thing about being a dadfluencer.
Honey.
You know,
once I
build my following.
Oh my gosh.
We're definitely going to be dropping some.
Can we please just talk about the memories that song just brings back? I haven't heard it since I used to watch that show.
But you remember the days of Mr. Furley. Do you remember the, you know,
Suzanne's, Mr. Roper, Mr. Furley?
So you remember,
of course,
Mr. Roper?
Yes.
Yeah, because those were the Suzanne Summers years.
Yeah, I went through all the multiple Chrissies. Of course, Jack and Janet. Jack?
Jack, yeah, Jack Tripper.
Okay. Suzanne Summers recently passed, friends, and what a loss, because she was an amazing woman. I know she was highly controversial, and funny enough, I did a little poke in the news, and a certain outlet just, you know, called her dangerous and, you know, baseless reports, and everything just has to be so, you know, rough. But I will say, this is a woman who had breast cancer, I think, for like 4 decades or something, they said.
Yeah.
And she kept beating it and kept beating it and finally succumbed to it. Obviously, we don't really know everything that goes on behind closed doors, but, you know, who knows what really happened. But she was a warrior, and she tried to share what she learned.
Yeah.
And she was, I'll just say, I remember when I wrote, was it the Evergirl's Guide to Life that she commented on, she did a quote for? Or was it the Diet and Fitness book?
I don't know, but I know she really
One of my books, I reached out to her. I think I had just interviewed her and said, would you ever give a quote from my book? And she did. And she was so generous to do that, and so lovely as a woman to support me. And so, I get misty-eyed.
You know, when Jillian Barbary Maria was needed to have an event somewhere, she just said, just come to my house. We'll have it at my house.
No way.
I forget what it was. It was, it might even been one of her kids' parties or something. Her and the husband, yeah. And that's where Jillian was really sad.
Yeah, no, it makes me sad too, because it's not easy to go against the establishment. It's not easy to be different. She went through so much in the business, and I understand and empathize. Nobody ever sees what we go through behind the scenes. They see the front side of everything. They don't see kind of the torturous moments behind the scenes. And listen, high class problem, I know a lot of people would love to be there, but once you're there, it's different. Go ahead.
Well, we were recently trying to connect with her and her husband, Alan, because I feel they were the original version of you and I. And you don't know the full story because you're young, and, you know, I've had to tell you what she went through, and it's very similar. to what you went through, and I think probably a lot worse. You know, and for anyone who doesn't know, you know, you can look it up. But when she did Three's Company, at that time, Maria, there was a lot of women who were really big on TV as sex symbols. There were the Charlie's Angels. There was Farrah Fawcett. It was probably the biggest. Mm-hmm. But I would say with her, maybe like a sliver under her, was Suzanne Somers. And you had Cheryl Teague. You had Linda Carter. You had a lot of people. But Suzanne Somers and Farrah were just iconic in their time. I think the last time we saw anything like that was Jenny McCarthy. Jenny was just everywhere, you know, in the 90s. But at this time, it was them. And yet, as big as she was, John Ritter was getting paid a ton of money for his role on Three's Company. And by the way, deserved it, because he's amazing, so talented. And, you know, without him, you're not tuning into that show.
Yeah.
At the same time, you know, her value to the show, even, first of all, I would argue it was equal, but listen, the show went on without her, so clearly, you know, but, you know, he probably had the edge. However, when you think of extraneous publicity for the show, that's where she was coming in. Mm-hmm. He wasn't getting any of that. She was. She posters everywhere, you know. So she had equal value, maybe arguably greater, but certainly equal or close to. And when she stood up for herself, they tortured her. They wouldn't bend. And then finally, to whatever was left of her contract, they would have her come to work, and they would shoot minimal scenes with her, and they would shoot her in a whole other location, so she couldn't see or interact with anyone on the set.
That's like when they put me in the other side of the building in one of my jobs. Mm-hmm.
You're right, and just brutal. But when she left, they're like, "Yeah, your career's going to end."
And that her husband was like, nope.
They together were like, no. She went to Vegas. She kept working and singing. And then the husband found the Thighmaster. Mm-hmm. And she did that. And then that was super lucrative. And went on later to do, and Steve the Steamer would know this, I'm forgetting the series, but she actually did two more sitcoms, especially one that was super popular and super funny, I think with Patrick Duffy.
Mm-hmm.
That
went Step by Step.
I don't think it was Step by Step. Maybe it was, but
I think
they had a healthy run. And then, you know, she gets sick, but then she makes lemonade out of it, and she starts writing books, and she becomes this big best-selling author. Well, the thing is, she stayed relevant all the way till the end, and her and the husband incredibly successful financially. And again, these maggots who did what they did to them never were heard from again. They had their little show, Three's Company, and you know what? They were so arrogant that reportedly Alan and Suzanne, Alan the husband, went back to them when Three's Company was on its last legs. You know, they had the other girl.
Janet.
They did Janet was the same, but they changed the Chrissy character twice. And, you know,
they had another Janet at one point, Kev.
I don't think so.
There was, I promise you.
I think maybe because there was a strike of some kind. But I think you're right, actually. So I look, again, Steve the Steam would correct me on this. I should know better. Forgive me. But I will tell you, they had two other Chrissy kind of characters. Yeah. And they were fine. They made money off the show, but it was never, the show was never the same without her. So what they did was they were like, okay, we're really out of gas. So let's end the series, but we'll now keep the character of Jack going, except he'll be engaged. And that will be the new series. So when Alan and Suzanne found out, the husband did what I would have done. I wouldn't do it at this age. I know better now because I know how people are. Mm-hmm. But Alan innocently went there and goes, hey, it's been years. Why don't we let bygones be bygones? Let's make lemonade, make Chrissy back, and they're engaged. They've suddenly fallen in love. Everyone's going to tune in. Would you not see that working, Maria?
100%.
And you know what they did? They literally said, we only took this meeting so we could make you grovel. Like it was something to that effect. Oh, yeah. It was like, well, look at you, Mr. Big Shot. Like, yeah just classic. Yeah. And like I say to so many of the people who've done those things in the business, at least in my experience, here's the good news, is all the ones that I've had that experience with are out of this business, or they're hanging on by their fingernails and they're soon to be gone. Mm-hmm. And you know what else? Some of these people that have done it, which is also interesting, and like if you're one of them, if you're a young person who's an executive in our business, embrace talent. Don't go that way, because I'll tell you right now, it's very rare. There's only one exec I know that was tough on Joan Rivers that made it through and is still a big shot in our business. But for the most part, they go away and then yep. no one even knows who they are.
And you could have had friends.
You could have had friends. you know, it's like our friend Randall, I mentioned him on Regular Guy Friday all the time. And Randall was gay and his father obviously didn't, you know, have anything to do with him because he was gay. And at the end of his life, Randall took care of him. And the father on the deathbed was just like, why did I miss out?
We could have been friends.
And Randall said to him, you know, we could have been friends. And it's like, it's such a lesson. You could, you know, win together or part friends, but if you go so much further in life. But no, this whole zero-sum gain, I'll die to be right. I have to win. And, you know, look where it got them. And, you know, Suzanne and Alan did great together. She did amazing. I'm just really sorry that at 76, it should have gone longer. And Maria, I'm just saying to you, and I'm saying to all other women out there, if you think that what they put her through did not take years off her life,
oh, for sure,
you're freaking crazy.
Yeah.
And if you really hear me and my adrenaline get up now, and you see I go from being fun dadfluencer, this just really is triggering to me, because we dealt with it.
Yeah.
But, you know, thank you for...
But I'm still standing.
Well, that's the thing,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
and I'm,
yeah, you should go out with that, honey.
Maybe I will. The thing is, I this is where I honor my anger. I honor my Italian South Medford roots. I honor being from Boston, because I was just like, always like, no, not on my watch. Not going
to
really happen.
I'm really sad too, because...
But I looked to them for his inspiration. I always did.
I really wanted to reach out to her on this last journey.
I know, is that
wasn't
amazing?
It wasn't like a week ago. I was like, have I really got to reach out to her? I feel like she needs help. Remember I said that? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, I'm getting the chills.
Do you remember
I do. I just wanted to reach out because I said we have so much in common with them. We need to talk to them.
I wanted to reach out because...
But you said it because
of
that.
And I said, because it's really hard to do this on your own all the time.
Right.
She might need a collaborator to kind of bounce things off of.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I just remember that right now.
Yeah. That was it, boo.
I did. I said that to you. And I just have been so busy, and it makes me feel so sad. Not that it would have been probably too late anyway.
Well, maybe we'll reach out to him. I'm sure he's not going to hear from anyone in Hollywood now.
I want to give him a big hug, because they were such lovebirds. They were never apart.
And she,
I would see them at Soho House together, having dinner, just so in love.
They are like us.
Like we're like them. They were just thick as thieves. Like just total.
Jillian interviewed her about a year ago on Jillian Barbary's podcast when she was doing a podcast, and she said, Alan has always been my protector.
Yeah.
Even in his 80s now.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah, we should reach out to him and give him a hug.
Anyway, try to end this on a more positive note.
But for all the people out there who have been tortured at your jobs or wherever.
Or by your family.
We're all still standing, guys.
Yeah.
And we can turn it around. Kevin and I, just today, he was listing all the things that we've gone through. And he's like, and look at us. We're still standing. And I go, yeah, I'm stronger than ever.
Yeah.
So it's possible.
So that's why we can have Gennaro.
To be continued. Friends, we hope you're having a great Monday. And we love you. And talk nice to yourselves. Remember your stress diet. And we will be back tomorrow with another episode of His Squad.
You know the song, there's more to this song, because Elton John was huge in the early 70s, Maria, to about the mid 70s. Then disco came in And he kind of just faded away. And this was years later. This was his comeback song.
I'm still standing. Be nice, people. Make your choices and be present.
And tune in to the Christmas Specials We Love podcast. And shout out to my fellow dadfluencers.
This podcast and all related content published or distributed by or on behalf of Maria Menounos or MariaMenounos.com is for informational purposes only and may include information that is general in nature and that is not specific to you. Any information or opinions expressed or contained herein are not intended to serve as or replace medical advice, nor to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any disease, condition, illness, or injury, and you should consult the healthcare professional of your choice regarding all matters concerning your health, including before beginning any exercise, weight loss, or healthcare program. If you have or suspect you may have a healthcare emergency, please contact a qualified healthcare professional for treatment. Any information or opinions provided by a guest expert or host featured within website or on company's podcast are their own, not those of Maria Menounos or the company. Accordingly, Maria Menounos and the company cannot be responsible for any results or consequences or actions you may take based on information or opinions.
Well, that's it for today, Heal Squad. Before I let you go, I want to make sure you don't forget to take care of yourself today. I'll be making sure I'm not forgetting to get outside, do my meditations, and of course, keep myself fueled with some sweet, chili, wonderful pistachios. Wonderful pistachios, as you know, are my go-to when hunger strikes because they're one of the highest protein nuts, providing all 9 essential amino acids, and they're great for on-the-go snacking. So when you're ready to elevate your snacking game, visit wonderfulpistachios.com to grab a bag.